When you say break, did you already have a guy in mind?
No, I didn't. I didn't. So I went out.
There been a guy who's transitioned mad smooth into like hooking up.
From like no attraction at all.
Ooh, has there been a ton?
That's a good question.
There was this guy, like the first time I met him. Usually guys want you to drink more. I like drink a lot during that time. Mm-hmm. Like I kept taking shots after shots.
He gave you the water bottle.
He gave me the water. He was like, do you need some water?
Come on, bro.
At that point, if you're talking about sex with a girl, like aren't you talking about
sex with her?
Sex, like try to have sex with her?
No, just in general. Like, it really depends on like how you bring it up.
Yeah.
You can't just be talking about homework and then, oh, by the way.
What are your kinks?
Like,
yeah.
How do you feel about like getting fucked in the back of the classroom? I don't know.
In the back of the classroom?
It's just,
this man knows what's up with a conversation.
I know. How long does the honeymoon phase like last for you guys?
3 months.
Just three.
3 months.
Just 3.
Really? Just 3 months?
Three to five. Also, I've realized that I'm pretty homebody. Like, what if we only go on dates for like the first month?
See, that's what I'm saying. Your honeymoon phases be lasting short as fuck.
Wait. Yeah. You're saying... But,
like, what do you think is the best way to break up with someone?
Shit. If you watch it, yo, you can listen to this on Spotify. You can listen to this on the Down Bad Show. Shout out to our sponsor Gamer Subs. Shout out to we might put some exclusive extra content on Fan House. Spotify, check it out on Spotify. Listen on all platforms down below.
In you guys' experiences, has there been a guy who's transitioned like just mad smooth into like hooking up? Or has they been generally
from like a friend?
From like a friend, yeah. We could let's go there, yeah.
From like no attraction at all.
Ooh, has there been a ton? That's interesting.
That's a good question.
Okay, I kind of talked about this in our podcast a little bit.
Okay.
But there was this guy, like the first time I met him, no attraction because he was drunk and he was just so cringy, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, just like I was cringed out.
But he wasn't even like physically. Like,
okay. No, the first time, no, because he was wearing these, like, nerdy-ass glasses, so I couldn't really, like, see how he really looked like, right? And then I was like, oh, whatever. But then, like, he DM'd me, and, like, I was like, you know what? I'll give it a chance. So we went over to his crib again, like, me and my friends, and, like, he, like, switched, like, 360, like, 180, like... He was like,
he's like, turn around. Turn around.
180.
That was a good catch. No. I respect you catching it.
180. But he didn't have his glasses anymore. And like, I was like, oh, he's kind of cute, right? Huh? But that wasn't enough because the cringy part.
Mr. Clark Kent.
Is it buckets?
Oh, no. Oh, hell no.
Oh, never mind.
No,
I hate when they do
that
this.
That was opposite. Well,
fuck it, inside jokes.
Yeah, and, like I have no idea who the fuck they're saying. I'm like,
that was like opposite. I thought he was attracted at first.
Oh.
I was like, hold on. But this was, yeah, okay. That's what. And then even the cringy part just went away because he wasn't drunk anymore, right?
Huh.
And then he was so smooth.
For sure.
And I was like, hold on.
So he took off the glasses.
He took off the glasses.
It was like a Cinderella story.
Literally. And he was being so smooth. Not even smooth, but kind. Like, he was just like, you know, usually guys want you to drink more.
Yeah.
But at that time, I like drink a lot during that time. Mm-hmm. Like, I kept taking shots after shots.
He gave you the water bottle.
He gave me the water. He was like, do you need some water?
Come on, bro. This is my first rodeo.
First he told me, he was like, hey, like, maybe you should stop taking more shots. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And after,
that's the
like,
knight in shining armor, huh?
Literally. Oh, and after, he was like,
low-key, that's a move too.
Yeah.
But you like, are also taking care of him, bro.
It's all about taking care of him.
That shows you something.
Yeah.
And then after, he was like, yeah, let me get you some water too. I feel like you need it. And I was like, okay. Yeah. So yeah.
Not a fact.
But he ended up being a dickhead, so.
That's a fact what Jimmy said. Don't be the dude that's trying to hand the girl more shots. Be the dude that's trying to take care of her.
Yes.
100%.
Exactly. Yeah. But Cynthia has something to say?
I can think of one scenario.
Okay.
Hope he made it out. But I don't think. Okay, because I knew this guy when I was in middle school.
Oh.
Is it me?
Like, literally wishes.
I was playing.
And then we hooked up again when I was a freshman in college.
Oh, there's some years to this?
Okay. Yeah. But, like, it was, like...
So you guys didn't even, like, see each other in that time span. So it was like both of you guys glowed up, saw each other.
That's tough. Damn, I'm really curious what this
that's
is.
That's fucking tough.
I think that's the only case where it works. Okay,
got it.
Because like both parties had like a glow up, and then yeah, I don't see like. It's just, I don't know.
It's yeah, but it's hard for it to happen, like, now. Like
yeah, like, if you've known someone for a long time, y'all just stayed friends.
Do you see yourself, or have you ever brought up, like, sex to a girl and then actually, like, gotten sex from it?
Brought up sex? Well, yeah. I just, you know, talk about the topics and naturally, like...
Talking about the topics differently, but talking about the topics specifically with her, like, you and her doing it.
In the beginning, maybe, like, joke about it.
Yeah. Wait, when are you talking about sex with the girl and you're not talking about having sex with her?
Wait, what?
I'm...
Like...
But, like, at that point, if you're talking about sex with a girl, like, aren't you talking about...
Sex with her?
Sex, like, trying to have sex with her?
No, just in general. Like, oh, what's a, you know, how do you, like...
I've definitely had like random.
Do you like head? Do you like head more than sex?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, why are you like bringing this up to this girl in the first place?
Why am I bringing it?
Yeah.
Because you're trying to fuck. That's what I mean.
Or I don't know. I just talk about shit.
Do you like head in general? Just generally, like, do you like head?
Do you not like head?
See, when is that coming up?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like a little bit confused. Just like, generally, I've never like had.
Okay. Bad example. Yeah. Bad example. No. Terrible example. No, we're gonna dial that back. Rewind that.
How often do you like a finger up your booty hole?
Fuck. Hey, yo, so cut it.
Or you know, okay. What if you bring up, like, oh, what kind of kinky stuff are you into?
That, yes. That's yes. Like, I'm not bringing up if you like head or not. That makes sense.
Are you alone with the...
Yeah. Like, you guys are, like, on a date or something. Yeah, you guys go through, like, a BDSM test.
See, like, that's, like, flirty, though. That's, like, you're testing the waters with that person.
Yeah. I feel like that would be a good thing to, like, talk about if you were trying to talk about sex.
Would you bring that up as a move, though?
Yeah,
would you use that as a move, though?
Honestly, yeah, I'd be a little creeped out if it was a first date type vibe. Yeah.
Or not even the first date, but, like, just trying to get into the topic of having sex with that girl.
Not having sex, just the topic of sex.
You can bring it up if it comes up casually. Like, for some reason, it leads up to that. But, like, if you're using that as a move...
Oh...
You get what I mean? Like, if for whatever reason y'all are having a conversation and then...
Okay, it really depends on, like, how you bring it up.
Yeah.
You can't just be talking about homework and then, oh, by the way...
What are your kinks?
Like...
Yeah, exactly.
How do you feel about, like, getting fucked in the back of the class? I don't know. It's like, it's just... It's like the classroom. It's just the transition gotta be...
This man knows what's up with a conversation.
In the janitor's closet.
But see, what I'm trying to think is, like I said, like, naturally, like, for something, let's say, for example, right? You bring up an ex-boyfriend. Then you bring up the ex-boyfriend, like, what he did wrong in the relationship.
Oh, for sure.
Then you get brought up, like, what he did wrong in bed.
Yeah.
And then, for example, then it's like, oh, well, what do you like?
Yeah.
That makes sense. But, like, for example, like, I would never do that, though, to try to get with a girl, though. You get, and that's what I'm trying, that's what I was trying to say earlier. I was like...
It depends on naturally who you are as a person. Mm. For me, I mean, like on my channel, bro, I talk about sex so openly. Oh, 100%. So it's like I'm gonna bring it up.
Yeah.
And like, if they're not comfortable, I'm not gonna filter myself and who I am for you. I'm guessing like we're just not compatible.
You're like joking about.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. So I can see that. That's But as a move. Yeah, nah, it's not.
Yeah.
Do you like head? Do you not like head? Don't do that.
Just generally.
The generally part. Do you prefer? No.
What are your thoughts? Yes, no? I'm sorry. They shot me dead. I'm sorry. My bad.
Okay, so.
Now, this episode was brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best men's below the waist grooming? Their products are precision engineering tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped where they're below the waist grooming. As you know, one of the most important things in sex is about hygiene and grooming. you don't want to whip down your pants and it's a bush. Groom your penis, make sure it's clean, make sure it's smooth, and once you whip it out, you can whip it out with confidence. And you could do that with Manscaped. This right here is the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. It's a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker, Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, make your balls smell good so you could get some good head, Crop Reviver Toner, the Performance Boxer Briefs, and your travel bag to hold everything. Now, the Lawnmower 4.0, this trimmer is the future of grooming and, dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge blade to reduce grooming accidents, advanced skin safe technology. This trimmer is also waterproof. I'll tell you guys this personally, back when I first started blowing up, like 4 years ago, Manscaped was one of my first sponsors, and I've been using this for the past 4 or 5 years, ever since I lost my virginity. This has been helping me get cheeks. It's probably one of the best things for men's hygiene. Not only will your balls thank you, the women in your life will thank you. And trust that Manscaped is giving you a special offer right now. That being said, it's time to take care of yourself and go to manscaped.com and get 20% off free shipping with code DOWNBADSHOW at manscaped.com and unlock the confidence you've always been using with Manscaped.
Now we're moving on to the honeymoon phase, right? Now, like, you know, the days are going well, right? How long does the honeymoon phase, like, last for you guys?
No. 3 months. Just three.
3 months. Just three. Really? Just 3 months?
Three to five, I was going to say. 3 to 5, 6, maybe 7.
Damn. Well, okay, here's the thing. It depends on who the person is. Yes, and if exactly. if they could prolong the honeymoon phase.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of... Okay, I feel like it's up to the guy to kind of prolong the honeymoon phase.
But is the honeymoon phase just not arguing? Is that what it is?
That's part of it. Also, it's about doing fun things, and it's like, how free are you guys in the schedules to really make things work? Because mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, like, about you guys, but like in our day to days, it's just like people are busy.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's like if you guys are both in a place where the schedules align, that could maybe prolong the honeymoon phase.
Mm. Also, I've realized that I'm pretty homebody, you know. So like, what is like? If I don't go on dates with this guy for, like, 4 months, like, is that still not the honeymoon phase?
If you don't go on...
What if we only go on dates for, like, the first month, and then after
that's what I'm saying. Your honeymoon phases be lasting short as fuck.
Wait, can I say something?
But, like, what if we're both homebodies? Like, the first month is just us getting to know each other.
Because it's just, like, it loses the excitement. Okay, like, true. Go on dates. True. Like, yo, but it's the same environment. You're in the same environment. You're it's the same, like, stimulus. It's, yeah, you're gonna get super comfortable with each other.
But that's what I'm saying. What if we're just like homebodies? Like
no, still make time to make dates.
Can I say something, you guys?
Yeah.
So I thought honeymoon phase was like when it's that time of the relationship when everything is going good no matter what. Like rose colored glasses, like, yeah, you're just so in love.
No
difficulties or anything like that. Isn't that what it is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you're saying all these factors factor in into how it affects the honeymoon
phase. It affects and how long you could have the honeymoon phase last and to what intensity.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I can agree with what he's saying, though. Kind of like, even if you're a homebody, like, stepping out does have that certain different type of atmosphere.
That is true.
Where it's like, it's nice.
Like, you know? Vacations... Road trips, though, these things like really make a honeymoon phase just feel even more special and like perfect.
I agree with that. Yeah. That is true.
Isn't that like just a good relationship though?
Yes, but at a certain point, the comfortability like does kind of become take hold in the relationship. Like if after a while, the novelty of this person kind of wears off and it becomes comfortable, and you guys could still go on dates and whatnot. And it'll still be fun, and you'll still discover new parts about this person.
Yeah.
But that initial like honeymoon phase, you gotta do everything to like fucking.
I think what you said, like discovering new things about that person, has a lot to do with like the honeymoon phase too.
That is true.
You're just like having new shit to talk about.
Having new. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You said earlier you think that it's on the guy to prolong the honeymoon phase?
I think for me personally, I would I like to take lead in like facilitating
things. I think so too.
And
well, why is that? Like, what? How does that? How should that come into effect?
Dude, because like the guy should be taking the girl out on dates. Like that's like my first relationship. Yeah. He never took me out on dates, and I would like say like, let's go on dates.
But I think because as much as like, you know, we say like women and men are equal these days, but like there's some fundamental things.
We're
built different, bro. Most definitely. And I think sometimes it takes like the guy needs to take lead for facilitating romantic shit to do, bro. Like, sure. I have learned to just, like, yo, I'ma set the dates, I'ma set fun things to do. I'll pay out of pocket, bro, to, like, you know, get a hotel.
Yeah.
You know.
Most of.
And because it's just, it's fulfilling, it makes a really, and I'm also in a, I would say, kind of a privileged position to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe, you know, if you're in college, you don't have the money, but you work around it. You work on a budget. Nah,
like,
you know?
100%. It's like, it's kind of like, it doesn't matter if you have, like, $100,000 in your bank account, or, like, $1,000 in your bank account, you can figure out a way. It doesn't have to necessarily be spending money, like a walk in the park, a picnic.
Yeah. Literally.
Right? You get what I mean? Like a picnic's fucking fine.
But if you have like a beat up car, you could take a road trip, set up a tent in a forest, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, there's definitely ways to work around it, but like, I'm just surprised that like, you believe that it's the guy that makes the honeymoon phase prolong further. Because like, I mean, I get what you mean.
Like you could take matters into your
own hands. I get what you mean by like, it's like guy that got to ask out on dates, but like, I mean, but your girl's just saying like, yo, like, you're gonna be nice doing this. You know, like for example, because you know, like, she gives the option of doing something fun and going out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
you know
what I mean? She's free to plan out whatever.
Exactly.
But if she's not doing that, maybe Cynthia was waiting for the guy to, like, you know, do something.
No, like I've said, I'd be like, let's go on dates. Yeah. Like, he just needs to, like, make that happen.
What about you, Madhu?
And that was a turnoff, right?
Yeah.
And exactly. And eventually, I don't know, feelings faded and, like, you guys broke up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That was my first relationship, though. I, like, carried that shit out a long time.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I could see what you're saying, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is true. But I also feel like the girl has to do some work too, like both of them. That's what makes it the most.
Give us the option,
bro. Sometimes a girl just gotta be down.
Yeah,
like a lot of times, like girls could be like,
that's true.
Just like, oh, I don't feel like it. I don't want to hear
that.
Yeah, let's just stay home, because it, you know.
I don't.
Because just as much as the guy could be like, oh, I want to go on dates, they also have to be down to do these dates as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
50-50, baby.
Period.
50-50. Nah?
I'm kidding, yeah. 50-50.
70.
I was gonna say.
70-30. The guy has to.
Like effort? Are we talking about effort?
Give me 60-40, come on. Give me like a 65-35. I'll take a 65-35. Okay. I'll take 65-35.
Guys, when men take initiative, that shit's attractive.
For real. Yeah.
And it's like, why would you. If you're really in love with this person, why would you want to turn them off, bro? A lot of guys don't know what turns girls off. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what y'all should watch our podcast.
Yeah.
Give it advice.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Tune in.
And that's why they're, you know, watching the Down Bad Show, because a lot of guys are down bad.
Yeah. You're helping them out.
I am. It's just like a lot of personal mistakes have been made in the past, but yeah.
What's up? I got a question.
Yes.
Just like how you say, when a guy takes lead, find attractive.
Yeah.
Do you think guys like that, or do you think guys like taking
lead? That's a good ass question. Okay.
That is a good ass question.
Should we talk about it when Nick is back, or?
Yeah.
That is.
Well, no, if you have a thought right now, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think definitely like guys, like, are always on board when I'm like, I set the plans and I'm like, let's go do it.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, they are always on board. But I feel
Do you like planning shit?
Okay. 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 I'll be honest. Like, if you plan to go shopping at every Forever 21 in Los Angeles, hey, let's get our nails done.
Uh-huh.
Actually, no. Pedicures are fire.
Pedicure.
Nice.
But if it's like like a date that I'm just really not into, then I might find it like, ooh.
Like, she's just dragging you along.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Like, museum?
Nah.
Yeah, I low-key don't fuck with
museums. Museums and shopping. Nah, I'll fuck with a museum, but shopping.
I don't fuck with shopping.
No, like, if it's a museum, it's gotta be something crazy. Like, it's gotta be...
Trippy?
Trippy. Like, it's gotta be an experience.
Like an
other
art
than
museum.
Just, like... looking at artifacts and being like, oh, okay.
Sick.
Nice.
I never got that. There could be like literally paint just splattered on a painting and people are like taking pictures of it. I'm like,
dude. But there's lots of different exhibits.
Okay, you're an art major, bro. You're an artist. She's an art major. So I can see how you could get offended by that.
Yeah.
But you know what? If it's like, hey, I'm down to go to like a fucking... Like a wine and painting night.
I'm not going to the park and paint some shit at sunset.
Right, for sure.
That's cute.
Yeah. I'm down to make my own art, fuck it up, and then you know, get drunk a little bit. But yeah, it's got. So I might, you know, throw in my own idea. In there.
Yeah, right. Make it your own. Yeah. I feel like it's all about like making it your own.
Collaboration.
Exactly. Put a twist on it. For sure. Put a twist on it. Like
hell yeah.
Exactly. If we go to the beach, Jimmy gotta put sunscreen on me though.
Oh, word? I got you, bro. Come on, bro.
This bromance.
I don't think you understand how sus I could get.
We'll find out.
Him and Nick are on the same way.
No, seriously.
I'm gonna
find out. I wanna see who's gonna be
like. Okay.
Nick be hella sus. Oh,
that's
God.
Not true. That's not true.
No, but Jimmy,
I have so
too.
Many receipts.
You
Jimmy
know,
too.
The Tinder guy that I matched with, he was humping him. I was like, Jimmy.
All right, big pause. You might have me beat.
Pause.
He's like, hit fast forward.
Oh, shit. Next, you guys kind of touched on this. It's like, when is a good time to say I love you? Right? You know, if you kind of, you know, jog up the memory, like, what was
Maru
like
said,
a big point?
When you feel that shit.
Yeah, Maru said when you feel it. I don't think so. When I feel it, I'm not saying it.
Damn.
Yeah, you don't want to scare the other person off.
Yeah, right? And then, like, in protection of my own feelings, you know, I can't,
so
I'm not
is
that
it, is it is it an ego thing? Like,
a little
like,
bit.
It's, yeah, I feel like, you know, maybe that's kind of not the way to go about things.
Sure. Mm.
You know, maybe, you know, this
definitely.
Love. Why don't you just give it out?
I'll give it out, but I'm not gonna...
Like, hey, I love you. You know, you don't have to say it back, but you know, I love
you. That's what I'm saying. That's my motto. Even if you get hurt, hey, at least you said what you wanted to say.
Because listen, if a guy
why
said
is it
that...
So, why is it hurt?
Because
why is it gotta be hurt?
If a guy said that to me and I didn't reciprocate those feelings, yeah. I would be fucking weirded out by that low-key. I'd be like, damn, you love me? What? We're just seeing each other.
Damn, yeah, I see that too.
Oh, you'd be weirded out if someone said that?
If it's too early, yeah, definitely.
If it's too early. Okay, I'm not gonna...
Do you think it's a turnoff if... Yeah, that happens.
If it's too early, yeah.
Okay, what's too early? Wait, you don't gotta laugh.
Hey, are you asking a friend or me?
This man... He's like, hey,
picks
hey,
up
hey,
all
hey, my hey, son. Hey,
like, listen. Ask him for a friend.
ask him for my homeboy. Damn, like... I would just even if it's like fucking early on, let's say like a couple of weeks in.
Oh, I wouldn't do
weeks
that.
Is different.
I wouldn't. Okay, weeks across, or month is across different. The board. Like, I don't think the I love you should come out until
okay,
like
okay.
month two, month three.
Yeah,
if I'm being but some people like move differently, and if it works out for them, it works out. But for me, I have a general rule of thumb. I know shit like that will happen.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be saying that shit if it's a couple of weeks of dating.
Okay, let's say a couple months, like a month and a half, 2 months.
I don't know. I think it depends on how much. I've never said
I love
you to somebody.
I think the 2 month mark is like when you guys maybe like say boyfriend, girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? And
wait,
then the I love you comes like another.
Are 4 or 5 months?
Oh. Yeah.
Damn. Are you saying?
I feel like she'd be withholding love.
No,
I feel
like
Cynthia
would
be
guarding
that motherfucker.
I know.
No.
It's just because I've been fucked over in the past. I didn't used to be.
Which is also valid.
Same, dude. I have hella trust issues.
See, but are you saying that you don't want to hear I love you before you guys are exclusive?
You guys hell know? Yeah.
You don't
want to
hear. Okay, wait. Now,
from the
now
right person?
Let's say if you guys are official, mm-hmm. do you want to hear I love you before that or after that? Like, you guys are officially dating. At this point, you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend. Do you guys still don't want to hear I love you before that? Is that what I'm trying? Is that what I'm hearing?
No. It's just, you know what? I honestly think if anyone said I love you and I was actually interested in them, mm-hmm. but I wasn't there yet, I would still appreciate that. I'd still be like, damn.
Yeah,
okay,
it's like
he loves
you,
me.
Yeah, you take it, put it in your little pocket, you know.
It feels good.
Hold it for later.
Yeah.
And then like Christine said, I would say like, oh, I don't feel that right now. you know?
But like, maybe, but like, but in maybe the future.
Later. I see it happening.
And the guy says, like, all right, when you're ready, let me know.
Yeah, that's a healthy way to go about
it. Pretty fucking sure.
But
I mean, even if I say that, not even gonna lie, I feel like I'd be like,
Cynthia, who hurt you?
Let's not go there.
Okay. We don't have to go there, but you know.
Damn. I don't know. It's how I roll.
Yeah. In the past, have you know, like, you guys ever spurted out "I love you" on like maybe a drunk night?
Nope.
Bruh, yeah, dude.
Damn. Bro, yeah, because I've done that.
I'm just speaking for the people. I want to hear what you guys. How did that come out?
Yeah.
I want to like the environment you were in and why you said it.
Okay, the environment. I think it was a birthday party, and I was just like, it was like after the party. I think I was just in the car, and then yeah, I was drunk, and I think this is like maybe 5 months in. At a certain point, at a certain night, I was drunk enough to be just like, hey, I love you.
Did it just come out like that?
Yeah.
Damn.
It just came out like
that. Did you mean it?
How'd she take it?
Did you mean it?
No, she said it right back.
But did you mean it when you said it?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay.
Yeah. But I was kind of withholding it.
Okay.
Because I was like, yo, is she ready for this? Because I know it could come off wrong if they're not, yeah.
I think you can really mean it when you're drunk too. I don't think
you can. Yeah. No, you definitely can, and things could probably be a lot smoother when you're drunk.
True.
Yeah,
but
yeah, because just like how you know you when you're drunk, you have a little bit more confidence to walk up to a girl, make her smooth.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's the same.
I don't think it's bad. I'm just saying I feel like just saying it's so weird. Is
what if you're browned out?
Nah, you see me round out with a girl.
So that what if you dropped an "I love you" during then?
Because then even you might not remember. Because
I don't remember it. Yeah. Why would I say it? That's bad. If you say "I love you" and you're browned out or you're gonna brown out, that's fucking bad. You should remember when you say "I love you" to a girl that you mean it to.
See, but you don't know you're browned out till you're browned out after the morning. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not gonna. Do you feel like the "I love you" should come with like some type of, like a gift, like a flowers, or like a something like that.
That's weird. I want you to just say it when you feel it.
I don't think it has to.
Yeah.
What if one day I'm just thinking about you a lot, and I'm just like, fuck, I gotta tell
you. But here's what I think. Also, it's just like these little gifts before the "I love you" could kind of gauge like where she's at, right? If she's saying these gifts like, oh. Yeah, you probably don't want to do that. I love it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See how she responds to like you know, a bouquet. Oh, actually, no. Like
one flower, like, one rose.
One rose.
Yeah. I can see that. I don't think I'd tell a girl I love her with a gift though.
Yeah.
Dude, but the first time I got a bouquet of 12 long stem roses from a guy, I was fucking in love. And then he went
to shoot. Really? Off just the roses? Damn.
Damn.
We weren't even, I don't think we were like official yet. Like it was Valentine's.
Oh, yeah. If you could align shit with like certain major holidays.
Major holidays, birthdays.
Birthdays, Valentine's Day.
Winter solstice.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Solstice?
Anyway,
solstice.
I can't say it. I can't say it. Huh?
What? Nothing.
Anyways.
Nick's not, honestly. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm him.
What? I'm you don't even know this.
Sorry. Yeah.
Alright, so now you guys are, you know, so I love you. You guys are in a relationship, right? What do you guys think is the way to maintain attraction in a long-term relationship? Because, like, at a certain point, you guys, what's the longest relationship you have?
Probably, like, on and off, though. It was hella on and off, like 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, but
after year one, did things like turn you off about him that made you guys separate?
Hell yeah. Or things that irritated me about
like
him.
What? Yeah.
Just little things, like the way he would act sometimes, I'd be like, bro, like, shut up. You know? You know?
wait, I don't.
Like, I don't know. Sometimes, fuck. Okay, we're going into details now. Like, it's kind of like,
I want to hear the details.
When he, like, get mad for no reason over like stupid shit, like I don't know, like he had hella bad road rage for like no reason. That was so unattractive. That was such an ick, and I was like, bro, like
yeah, I don't get road rage.
One time this guy started fucking screaming and yelling at me. I literally looked him in the eyes. I was like, ick, and I walked away.
Good.
Because
wait, what?
Yeah, he was like bitch, just like looking at him like scream and no, bitch like, about something that like I didn't even do wrong, and he was just like making assumptions about it. I'm like, bro, you're literally crazy. Like, I'm literally getting the ick right now. Like, bye. And then literally, I walked away. Yeah.
Because, okay. Literally, like bye. Like, literally, you're giving it.
Yeah. You're a fucking mean girl.
Wait, you get really bad road rage.
What? Okay.
Yes, you do. You get you scare us in the car. You get terrible road rage. Yeah.
No, but like, but I'm not talking about road rage. You can
okay.
But like a girl getting road rage versus a guy getting like serious road rage is different.
So you fucking scream. No, sometimes. Yes, you do.
What did I say?
You fucking scream and you're like, you motherfucker.
Oh shit.
I've never seen him do that. I've seen his
You get it every time in the car. But anyways.
But as I was saying. Yeah, little shit like that would, like, bother me more, right? Mm-hmm. And that makes that person more unattractive, right? And you're saying, like, how does do we keep the attraction there?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's by, like, just, like, doing shit. Like, going out on dates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come to a point where, like, nothing is, like, helping you get that attraction back, that's when you know you gotta let that shit go. Like, mm-mm. Stop dragging it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think also, like, don't spend too much time together.
Like, that's every a good one. Day.
Yeah.
Like, every day.
So don't, I guess, don't move in with them, right?
Yeah. See, that's why I'm always confused when someone says don't spend that much time with them. Because it's like...
Why are you confused?
Because kind of like, if you like someone, why wouldn't you want to spend the most time
with them? I moved in with my boyfriend before even knowing he was my boyfriend.
Okay, that's
you know
different,
what I mean?
Though.
But, like, that's why it was, like, too soon. But, like, my first relationship, we saw each other, like... twice or three times a week, and it was like chilling.
That's
it was
a healthy
longer.
Amount. Yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
once you move in with someone and there's no purpose behind the moving in, it kind of
bring each other down.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's what it is. There has to be purpose behind it.
Yeah. Like, you guys are building starting a fam. Maybe you guys are in business together. I don't know.
For
like,
sure.
Maybe you want to marry this person. You want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That makes fucking sense.
Yeah. But if you guys are just like, I don't know, just in college, like,
casually dating,
casually, and because then there's more that, like, I don't know, there's just different things that will start to ache you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
agreed.
I can see that for sure. It's the dates that keeps it going. It's the dates you guys are saying.
Yeah, but sometimes that should, and once you start seeing the aches and they're just not going away, they're mm-hmm. just not gonna go away. That's when you know,
do you tell the guy like, yeah, like, hey, can that just turn me off? Yeah, can you like not yell like that? That's turned me off. That literally turned me off.
No, yeah, I did tell him.
Uh-huh.
I actually did tell this
that's
guy.
That's a turn off.
Yeah, I was
said?
Like, bro,
like, I'm literally gonna leave you if you like.
Literally. Okay, not like that, but like I would just say, dude, like that's not a good look. Why do you keep doing that? Like getting mad at stupid shit. I like straight up told him that.
Mm.
What'd he say?
He was like, what did he say? He's like, that's just how I am. Like, ooh, that's just me.
Oh,
like,
God damn.
Bruh. Like, no.
So in that scenario, did you say, hey, we should take some time apart from each other?
No.
Huh.
No.
It was just like an argument.
Huh? It was just like an argument thing. Uh-huh. But yeah.
What was like a bad argument that made you guys like...
break up?
Or just cause distance?
Just the fact that he was being sus, and the fact that he like cheated on me. So,
damn. So, was there like signs before the?
You know what?
Like, what were the signs? Because maybe the relationship wasn't good on his end either. So now he wants to. Because if you guys are really in love with each other, you guys know that.
Yeah.
Nobody's cheating.
Yeah.
But if there's already like red flags in the relationship, and you feel like, oh, we're kind of just going day by day, but he's out there already entertaining other girls.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what's crazy? Mm. There was no like signs the first time. Like there was just no signs. Like I had no idea that.
But, I mean, if you guys were getting into fights, I could see how they're...
Oh, this happened... The cheating happened before. I took it
before
back.
Before the fights?
Yeah.
So there was no signs?
No signs.
You guys were madly in love with...
Oh, I was not madly in love, for sure. Okay.
Oh.
I wasn't in love with this man. I was never in love with this man. Never. I don't know why I stayed in that relationship. Maybe I was just hoping, like, I would, like... fall in love with him soon, but like
you were in love.
Yes, I thought I was in love, kind of, or like I thought I liked him.
Just looking back, you realize that was not real love.
Yes,
and Jimmy, I feel like when you were saying, like, oh my god, I can't remember what you're talking about. What did you say?
What did I say? Like the fight that ultimately made you guys break up.
Oh, I remember. Wait, it was like, Maru, how you said you didn't suspect anything.
Yeah.
And then you found out?
Yeah.
That was like me too. I had no suspicion. We were dating for like 6-7 months maybe. And like, yeah. I thought he was just madly in love with me. Mm. And he would be low-key getting mad at me for going out to hang out with them, like my guy friends. Yeah. And like being like genuinely mad about that. I'm like, dude, I'm not, nothing's going on. And he would like tell me like that he's going out with his girlfriends to like
work on projects or whatever. Has he met the guy friends?
Nah. But I haven't met the girlfriends either, so it was like both like there, but I had significantly more trust in him. Mm. But like it later I found out that he was like cheating on me with those girls. So then that's why I was like even more hurt, because I didn't even suspect anything. And it's like, what the fuck?
You were blindsided.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was projecting.
It was him projecting.
That's a fucking thing.
Because he was out doing this shit.
Really?
Yeah. You guys think yes, projecting? Of course. It's
of
like,
course.
Especially when like they're like accusing you of something that you would never do, and it's like, where did you get this
it's
from?
Just,
like,
exactly.
Like, it's like, what? Why would you just bring it up?
What if they saw signs of like, it, I mean, if it's like flat out just like without any reason of accusation, then.
His reasoning was he was cheating on me with his girlfriends. That's why he thought I was cheating on him with my guy friends.
You think maybe he was safe to assume that you were? Like, he just assumed and then he started?
Right. He just, you know, like, made up in his mind, like,
okay, hey, to me, no, she... because it's fucking Nick. Like, it's Nick. You know what I mean? But, like, he's...
You just...
They're childhood friends.
Yeah. But it's just the fact, like, I get it, you know? Like,
I'm taking offense over here. I'm taking mad offense over here.
The guys watch it like, I should
have
been Nick.
God damn.
He just, like, never met him. So I get it. But, like, even then, it was just his own projection.
Some guys do be doing that, though. Because, like, they're so insecure, right? And then when you're not showing them, like, enough, I guess, instead of communicating that with you, they're like, fuck, I'm a cheat on her just in case she is cheating on me.
Yeah. That's fucking bad.
No, that
that's
is
so bad. Yeah. Like, I'm hurt, so I'm gonna hurt them.
Yeah, before they hurt me.
Or like, they might hurt me, so I'm gonna have to. So I'm gonna just protect myself. I'm gonna just do my thing.
That's fucking so
I
bad.
Honestly think that's what he might have done.
No, that probably
because
is.
Because he was, I could tell, like, now, like, he was very insecure.
He's trying to protect himself.
Did you guys were like have anything like, oh, we're on a break right now?
No, none of that,
like,
at all.
On paper,
I didn't see it coming, right? But when I was looking back at the messages, like, yeah, I was like replying like hella late, or like and like I would like kind of be like, oh, instead of wanting to hang out with him, I'd rather hang out with my other people, you know. So like, mate, that's when I started looking back. I was like, oh, it started clicking. But it doesn't matter, you're still a fucking cheater, you know, like, regardless of why you did it.
Yeah. All guys cheat.
Yeah, Nick, one day you will cheat too, bro.
One day your time will come.
Yeah,
come on,
your time
Jimmy,
will come.
Before?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Nah, Jimmy just had me dead. She's like,
no, I swear to God, I will, like, I will break up with a girl before I die.
I couldn't see myself, like, even though I haven't had, like, a real relationship, I couldn't see myself seeing, like, an outlet as cheating before breaking up with them. Like, I think if I would have caught, like, a whiff of them cheating or found out that they were cheating, I would end it. I don't get why, like, someone would want to come back with
you know,
cheating.
Yeah, not all guys. It's just the guys with a big ass fucking ego.
I think that's you think that's what you're saying. Yes. Like, the guys that
insecure, but biggest ego, like narcissistic ass motherfuckers. But they're so just crazy. Insecure little babies.
No,
they're,
yeah, that's the worst combo.
Mama's boys.
Insecure, big ego, horrible.
Yeah,
that's crazy to me.
And I think. Do you think these are things that you could notice in the beginning, in the dating phase?
No, because they hide that shit too.
And you're so like blindsided, or just like looking at the green flags only.
And I feel like a lot of these people are sociopaths.
Yeah, manipulative sociopaths.
Hella manipulative.
What's your zodiac sign?
Cancer.
Okay, wait, let's not even get there. Let's not even go there.
That's not a
script. We fast forward to this part of the.
Okay, low-key, bro, I'm looking out of you.
Now, would girls ever cheat? Have you guys considered cheating? Or not even cheating, just considered, you know,
the
hey, you know, this guy is, you know, like, my man not doing it for me. I wanna.
But this guy I met at the club is doing it for me.
Or not even at the club, but just like, you know, maybe my friend who I find semi-attractive could do it for me.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? Because girls are not going to cheat from, like, the way girls cheat and the way guys cheat is different.
What's the difference?
Well, no, the girls wouldn't cheat from just, I'm just saying, I don't think a girl would cheat from, like, a random hot guy at the club. Okay. Right, that's something a guy would do.
Okay,
for sure.
Just oh, hot girl. Mm. You know, my girl's not around.
Yeah,
yeah. But like girls is like, we're like, oh no, I have this friend, right? And you know, he's kind of cute, and you know, maybe one night it just kind of happened, kind of thing.
More like emotional versus physical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got you. That makes sense.
Wait. There's already rapport that's like, what's up?
I've never cheated, but. The only time I can think of, like, if I've gotten close to was, like, my first relationship, like, fresh out of high school. We had gone to, like, this big-ass argument, and I asked to take a break. Like, it was...
Mm. I don't know. When you say break, did you already have a guy in mind?
No, I didn't. Mm. I didn't. So I went out... Jimmy. But, like, look, I could have. Like, I think that both happens. But, like, I was like, yeah, let's take a break. And so I was just, like, fucking irritated. He would, like, not let me go out to parties and shit. It was a thing. So I went out to a party with my girlfriends in LA. And then I met a guy. Mm. And so I think we just got to talking and shit. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, fuck my ex. Like, I realized that there's so many other guys out there for me. And so, like, the next day or two...
I think, you know what it is? Like high school love, there's not as much things at stake.
So or I was in college. It was, like, out of high school.
I guess, but I feel like there's still less things at stake as you get older.
Oh, for sure.
Like the likelihood of that happening is going to be smaller. Mm-hmm.
The likelihood of cheating?
The likelihood of, I want to say so, yeah, of either parties cheating, because it's like, oh, you know, we already spent 2 years together. Maybe mm-hmm. like we've already built some things together in this relationship. I can't just like, big fight, you know, hook up with somebody. You know, it's just, there's more things at stake.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't cheat. Just break up with them.
No, facts. Literally.
Is it a red flag for a girl to have a lot of male friends in a relationship?
I want to know this. A lot of
guy friends?
Yeah, a lot of guy friends.
I want to know this, too.
Because we have... Our group is basically all guys, so I'm just... I want to see what the guys think. Yeah.
I think... Nick?
I don't have a problem with the girl having a lot of guy friends. I have a problem with her having a guy best friend.
Nick, you're looking at my guy best friend. You're the guy. You're him.
Like, on the bone.
Like, guys have tripped all the time.
Yeah.
No,
we're fucking true.
Yeah.
I'm tripping out about a guy best friend, but the thing is like, I've known Madam Cynthia since I was in... I've known her since I was in the 5th, 6th grade, and I've known her since I was in 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like between us, it's a lot differently, but mm-hmm. like, for her to have just a guy best friend that... It's just her guy best friend.
What about work husband, work wife?
Yeah, nah.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Nah.
A co-worker is dangerous.
That's what I'm saying. A co-worker is basically like the guy best friend, too. Because she's with them all the time. They're talking about stuff.
Yeah. Like, work
husband. She complains about you, too?
Yeah, because, like, think about it. You're at work. You're passing the time. Oh, so how's your day been? Oh, I got into a fight with my boyfriend. Oh, what's wrong? What do you do wrong? Blah, blah. Like, I wouldn't do
but
you like that.
But that's your work.
Not only that, you get that time from 9 to 5.
To 5, bro.
That's what, 8 full
9
hours?
To 5. Like, literally, like, you wake up, you go to work in the morning. Oh, what's wrong? I don't want to talk about it. Okay, bet. 2 hours later.
Yeah, and then you also got after work. Hey, let me walk you to the train. Let me, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, I don't. I'm cool.
Like, the work husband is, bro. That shit dangerous.
That's worse. Because like the best friend you can see every so often, you can grab dinner with.
Right.
But that work hubby,
it's every day. Bro.
Yeah, that's like low-key more time than like you spend with your girlfriend too.
Hell yeah, it is.
But you know, everybody has a work wife and a work husband.
Really? This is why my girl ain't going.
That
work.
Wasn't me. But also maybe it's because all my coworkers were lesbian, but.
Okay. Well, pause.
Yeah.
No, they really were, but.
Yeah, it's like, what can you even do?
Right? Can't do anything. And I'm not the one. I'm not the type of person to be like
jealous and.
No. I'm not the type of person to say like, cut this dude off. Right. Like, what is wrong with you? You know? Because I feel like that's also where toxicity comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
But you just gotta know. I feel like the girls just gotta know that when you get into a serious relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, your boyfriend is your best friend.
Yeah.
That's how it works. You don't go running to your guy best friend with a problem. You come to your man's first. And the thing is, I feel like with a guy best friend, you're going to him to talk about your man.
Yeah, and also I don't think you gotta be that close with your, because you could have a really good best friend that you see from time to time.
For sure.
Like, y'all don't have to be on like every day.
For fucking sure.
You know.
And see, like with you guys, whenever you guys get a boyfriend, like you guys will go like MIA, blah, 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 and then we'll talk from time to time, or like when you guys get out of the relationship, like we'll hang out.
Yeah.
But like, I even know that I should not be your guys' best friend. Yeah. Like, I even know that, you know? Yeah. Like, when they hop into a relationship, I'm not like, oh,
let's hang out.
Or, like, yeah, or I'm not even hitting them up and being like, oh, how's your man?
I'm not even like talking to you about my relationship.
Exactly. Yeah, relationship. And that's what it means. Like, I'm your guys' best friend, but I feel like a lot of girls that have a guy best friend, they're going to that because they have problems with their mans.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Like, they've never once come to a problem with their mans when it's like, they're serious.
Yo, what if you see, you know, your girl having a good friend that, you know, that she never told you about, and that you're starting to see her in the stories, and
Jimmy, what are you talking about? That's big sus.
Sus for sure.
Hands. I'm kidding.
You think that's sus?
Sus for sure. Yeah. Sus for sure.
And yeah.
Especially if she doesn't if she doesn't invite me somewhere, like, oh, I'm gonna hang out with the girls, but like, I'm gonna go out tonight.
But it's always in a group setting, you know, like it's always in a group setting.
But is she not inviting me? Like, what's that? Is she not inviting me though, or is she kind of like, oh, I'm hanging out with the girls, we're gonna do this?
Or I'm going out here. I just got invited last. I got dragged out last minute.
Sus for sure. Cause I'm again not the type of person to be like, oh, can I come? But like, if she's not inviting me out either, sus 100%. And again, like you guys even know, like, I'm not really the type to get jealous and stuff like that.
It's sus, but do you think like anything is actually going down though?
I don't think the first thought in my mind would be something's going down.
Yeah.
The first thought in my mind is kind of just like, why aren't you inviting me?
Because what if she's giving you reassurance? Like, it's just like, oh no, like you bring this up and she's like, oh yeah, I just want to have, you know, like, I want to have like friend time with, you know, like, I don't always got to hang out with you.
Nah, you can't. And my girl is totally valid to go out with the girls. She's totally valid to go to parties with her girlfriends.
Or not just girlfriend and guy friends.
Totally fine. Totally fine. But when she starts popping up in the same guy's story or like something like that every so often, I'm kind of like, who? And I bring him up and I'm like, who's so-and-so?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, like, I just met him or something like that.
No. But he's been a good friend. Mm. Right. But she like, what's the reassurance that you need to be like, oh, it's not?
That she's probably only seeing him like at parties and like big group settings. That's probably the only reassurance I need.
Okay.
I don't think, like, unless, like, again, if they're going out to dinner or something like that, or
that, yeah, that's the,
you know,
yeah.
Or like if it's just a couple of them hanging out, then I'm like, all right, bet. Like, no. Like,
this is getting weird. Did you ask that? How would you get that information?
Yeah, like, would you ask, like, hey, can I see your messages? Or
see, again, I don't think I'd hit a girl with that, because I'm not the type of person to be like controlling and stuff like that, and I don't want to be controlling either. And I feel like once you cross snoop? That boundary, huh?
Would you snoop?
I don't want to, bro. I really don't. But I don't know. I feel like once you're the type of person to start snooping through somebody's phone, it's like at that point,
the trust is out the window.
You're done, bro.
I don't even want to know. I don't be snooping, so I just don't want to find out. Just. Damn. Be happy.
That's what I'm saying. Ignorance is a bliss.
Yeah, exactly.
Ignorance is a bliss.
That is true.
A lot of things I brought up just now about, you know, the fights, like, these things are like always come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's why it ultimately leads back to my original point,
mm-hmm.
where all relationships fail. Now, the ones that do make it are the ones that
you gotta work for it.
Yeah.
How do you know? How do you know? Like,
our parents are still married.
Yeah.
Are your parents still?
Yeah, they're married.
Okay, yeah.
But a lot of times, unhappily.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Sure. Like, it took a lot to get where they are.
I don't know if you know the percentage of like marriages that, well, 50% of marriages end in divorce.
See, is that a fact though? Because I always hear that that's not really 50-50.
Okay, maybe. Okay, 47, 57. But it's like.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's still a lot.
It's a big. You like, when you get married, you're fucking tossing the fucking coin.
Yeah.
And on top of that, there's also a big percentage of marriages that are, they're together but unhappy.
Yeah.
So what are the, like? I feel like it's a small percentage of marriages that are just happy long term, and they know how to basically do conflict resolutions.
For fucking sure.
Because people, when they run into problems, they look for other people outside of the relationship. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They passive aggressively deal with problems.
Yeah.
And then it just leads to separation. Mm-hmm. Right? And a lot of the... It could just be like one comment on a drunk night that will set the entire relationship downhill. And if they don't know how to address the problem, like, on the spot,
yeah,
then yeah, that relationship.
See, to look at it like on a smaller scale, like, I feel like a lot of the reason why I haven't been in like a serious relationship is because like a lot of the girls that I meet and that I want to pursue, there will be a problem that comes up and I'm like, all right, I'm out. You know what I mean? And I have asked myself that question, like, looking back, it's kind of like, what would have happened if I really fought for it, you know? Mm. But at the same time, I look back and I'm like, I didn't really want to.
All right, well, we're going to wrap this up, though.
Bet.
So I think the last is, we're going to talk about, what do you think is the best way to break up with someone?
Shit.
Or like, Cynthia, were you the one to initiate a breakup?
Yes. How did I do it? Can you go first?
Yeah. My first ex, well, oof. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
We broke up so many times. I remember, okay, like 6-7 month mark, we had a big fight. I tried breaking up with her. It was like at a park. And then she's, you know, we talked it out. She's like, no, baby, puppy dog eyes. I'm like, I can't. So that didn't end up happening. Like a couple months later, and it was good for a minute. Tried to break up again, didn't work, bro. Like I think I tried breaking up with her like so many. Like we even took a break. But sometimes I think it wasn't until like a year and a half later that I kind of pulled up. Like I blocked her on everything. Yeah. I was like, don't call me again.
Yeah.
Don't ever call me again. And then I'm just fucking hung up the phone. And yeah, blocked her on everything. Like I think both parties, or like there can be no point of contact.
Mm-hmm.
That's the proper way to
you gotta burn the bridge.
End it.
You think? Wait, you think you always gotta like burn the bridge?
There has to be you don't have to burn the bridge. You could, you know, gently burn the bridge.
Okay.
Right, but like
gently cause a little like candle.
Yeah, and. Where it's like mutual terms, but you guys don't hit each other up.
Yeah, well, I think. Yeah, I don't think you should ever hit up someone after, but I don't think you always need to end it on like blocking terms on like terrible terms. Same. But for sure, I don't think you should be like hitting up an ex after y'all break up. Like, oh, how you been?
But you know? I don't think you are, bro. Like exes. It's just you guys were once had such a strong emotional connection.
Yeah.
It is hard to just let that go.
Mm-hmm.
That's why breakups, it is hard, bro. It is hard.
As hard as it is, you gotta make it like easier on yourself in a way, or it gets harder. Like you gotta cut off all. Like I don't even like it when the guy's like still following his ex. Like even if they don't talk, I don't really like that.
Really?
If I find that out, yeah. Because, like, you don't... There's no reason for you to be, like, knowing what's going on in her life. There's no reason...
Well, you know, he could, like, mute the stories. Right? But it's, like... It's just... Sometimes people are scared to sever that connection completely.
Because they think they have a chance?
Not even a chance, but it's just, like... It's just... They want it there.
It was, like, a part of your fucking life. Like, that was your life, basically.
It was a part of... Yeah, you just don't want to sever that completely.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, as hard as it is, you gotta... In respect to your new relationship,
you think so?
Yeah.
You don't think that like, if there's just no contact, that's fine enough. But to completely just, you know, unfollow them on everything, is kind of just like, I guess the full extent of that, right? I mean, I guess it's justified.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Damn, it's okay.
It happens. It is what it is, right?
It is what it is.
Damn, that's a good way to put it.
All right. Well, on that note, Thank you guys so much.
Of course, it was a pleasure, my boy.
For tuning in to what a fucking 3-hour podcast.
God damn. I was entertained that whole time, bro.
Yo, I mean, it was just good conversation.
Yeah, because it was conversation for everybody.
Yeah.
Conversation for everybody, learning stuff. Everything.
Yeah, man. It was absolute pleasure to have you guys, man.
Seriously.
And yeah, go check out. There's no name for you. It's just Nick.
I put Nickerhead on TikTok, or not on TikTok, on TikTok and YouTube, but it's Suburb Talks on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
And then Rancho Boys.
Rancho Boys is a group we call each other.
Oh, okay,
Rancho Boys.
Rancho Boys with a Z. Yes, sir.
Word.
Yeah.
Follow them. Everything will be down in the description box. And yeah, man. Maybe, you know.
Oh, we definitely doing this shit again.
Yeah. We gonna run this back.
Catch Jimmy on Suburb Talks.
Yes, sir. Oh, fuck yeah. Yes, sir. This shit was fucking fun, though. Yeah, we definitely gotta run this back.
We gotta get Luke on.
Yeah. Meet his counterpart? Yes, sir.
Meet his counterpart. Wait, is he on the...
We just had him on, like, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, but he's, like, he a busy motherfucker. That's the one thing. He working all the time.
For sure.
But yeah.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Peace out, y'all. Hopefully we catch you guys soon. Take care.
Thanks.